Hello, welcome to the latest edition of the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint Westerville. I hope that you've been enjoying our series we've done at all of our campuses. We've been in the series called Rebel, which is about the life of Jacob. And what we've been saying every week in the series is that God's perfect plan of redemption includes imperfect and broken people. Jacob is clearly far from perfect, and yet God chose him to be the one in which the Messiah would come through his family line. The thing about Jacob is that, you know, his name means deceiver, someone who grabs the things that don't belong to him. How is God going to change the identity of a guy whose very name shows that he's a deceptive person? And it's interesting that he actually does that, but first Jacob had to learn to persevere. Jacob went on to his mother's brother's house, Laban, fell in love with Laban's daughter, Rachel, agreed to work 7 years to marry Rachel. But then on the wedding night, Laban, the father, kind of tricks Jacob by putting the older sister, Leah, in the room so that he basically marries Leah. And then, you know, of course he's upset because this young girl he's in love with, Rachel, he's been swindled by Laban. The very thing that Jacob had done with his own father, had swindled the blessing away from his brother by tricking the father. But here he is now. He has to marry Leah and Rachel, and it causes just a tremendous amount of strife in the family. The daughters are competing against each other to get Jacob's love, trying to have who can have the most sons born to them. It's extremely difficult. And more so, his father-in-law keeps tricking him and changing his wages. These are just extremely difficult times in his life. And more so than that, God tells him to go back home where he's going to have to face Esau, his brother. In all of these things, God has already revealed himself to Jacob through the dream. So he knows the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. But now this is his God. And in all of this, God didn't fix everything in his life. God taught him to persevere because he was trying to change him. And on the way back to meet Esau, Jacob wrestles with God. This incredible moment of scripture that I would just encourage you to read about in Genesis 32 talks about how this, this incredible encounter with God where, you know, he allows, by the grace of God, allows Jacob to wrestle with him. And it really, it kind of shows Jacob's life that he's constantly wrestling and he has to persevere. And at the very end of that, by the grace of God, he allows Jacob to continue wrestling. And he finally, at the end, kind of touches his hip and breaks his hip or injures him. We realize that he actually gives Jacob a new identity. Jacob wanted the blessing of God, and it was God who gave him a new identity, who called him Israel. The word Israel meaning to persevere with God and man in the struggle. And you see, Jacob wanted that his whole life. He wanted to be blessed by someone greater than himself, constantly looking for something that was going to fulfill him. And yet he needed God to change his identity from being Jacob the deceiver to Israel, the one who wrestled with God, the one who wrestled with men and persevered. And I think in all of our lives, that is something that we need. We need someone greater than ourselves who will tell us exactly who we are. And, you know, we look for things that will make us strong or identify us, whether it's through work or relationships or maybe our kids. But in all of those things, we need something greater than that to tell us who we really are. And that's where the gospel comes in. God defines us through his gospel that we are undeniably flawed and yet unbelievably loved because of the Son, Jesus. And I would say to you right now, just as you reflect on that, to thank God for the gospel. To thank God that he's changing you from the inside out, and you are now a son of the King of Kings, the Son of God Almighty, a daughter of the Son, a daughter of the King of Kings, yet your identity rests in the Lord because of the gospel. So thank God for that even right now. Never lose sight of the beauty of what God has done through his gospel. Thank you so much. Until next time.